Spanish actress Carmen Maura is best known in this country for the films she made with director Pedro Almodóvar. He cast her as the woman who was on the verge of a nervous breakdown in his film of that title. Now she's working with an Argentine director who has cast her in the movie Valentin. Bob Mondello says that this time she's a grandmother on the verge of a physical breakdown.
Valentin is an adorable 8-year-old with thick glasses and a big imagination. He's pretty sure, for instance, that he's going to be an astronaut, though his grandmother keeps telling him Argentina doesn't have a space program. He's made himself a spacesuit with a soccer ball helmet and seltzer bottle air tanks, and in the bathtub he practices holding his breath, because that's important in outer space.
Yo practico todos los días. Aguantar la respiración en el espacio es muy importante.
Holding your breath doesn't work all that well with other things. For instance, Valentin could hold his breath until he's blue and still not have a home life like other kids. His folks are separated, and he's being raised by his grandmother, who is very sad since her husband died and who is not well. Every once in a while, Valentin's dad drops by, always with the same news. He has a new girlfriend who might become Valentin's mom. Mostly these ladies are, shall we say, disappointing. But there's generally another one a few weeks later. Then Leticia comes along. She's pretty and fun and takes him for a pizza, and after one afternoon together, Valentin is pretty sure she'd make a great mom. Meanwhile, though, he has other fish to fry. He has to convince a doctor to come examine his grandmother, who swears she doesn't need a doctor, and he has to get the lonely musician across the street to feel better about himself so he'll stop drinking, and he has to do all this while staying out of his father's way, because the old man has a temper.
¿Qué le contaste? Sí, sí, sí. Pensa, hace memoria.
Nada.
¿Qué le hablaste a Leticia?
¡De mí hablaste! ¡De mí! ¿Te vas a acordar?
Director Alejandro Agresti modeled the film on his own experiences as a child and cast himself as Valentin's father, which must have made it difficult to play that scene opposite Rodrigo Noya, one of the most adorable child actors since Tatum O'Neill. But Agresti's investment in the story makes the storytelling heartfelt and authentic. Also helping in that regard is Carmen Maura's long-suffering but manipulative and anti-Semitic grandma, who keeps this coming-of-age confection from becoming overly sweet, which is a good thing because Valentin is more than just a story about a kid. While the film isn't specifically political, its brutal father-innocent child plotline does have a symbolic subtext in Argentina, where brutal dictatorships nearly destroyed the country just after the period depicted in the film. Innocence has its price, the nation discovered, and Valentin gets a taste of that as well. But mostly, he's lucky enough to be resourceful, brave, and trusting, during a time when it was still possible to be all those things. I'm Bob Mondello.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Steve Drummond, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Michael Cullen.
The production staff includes Sarah Saracen, Allison McAdam, Ron DeRay, Carlene Watson, Ben Gilbert, Andrea Hsu, Franklin Cater, Matt Martinez, Nathan Santamaria, and David Gura.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.